9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Doesn't know.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Was the knight in shining armor in your movie? Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! I've been trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field. It's game four of the six-game set between the Amarillo Sod Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. The Riders coming in first place in the Texas League South with that 40-20 record. They've won four consecutive in the first three games of this six-game series against Amarillo. I'm Luke Maley. We'll be joined in just a few minutes by the voice of the Riders, Zach Bigley. That magic number for Frisco, clinching the first half of the Texas League South and earning a playoff spot, is down to five. You can see that drop as low as three tonight, but they'll look ahead and just hope to, at the very least, with a win tonight, drop it to four. An exciting pitching matchup tonight. It is Yumin Lin, the left-hander, making his return to the AA level. His last time he was in Frisco, it sent him on a stint on the IL, a freaky play where he was hit on a line drive into the dugout. He experienced some facial fractures and was shut down for a little bit. He's coming off of a start in the Arizona Complex League where he went 5 1/3 innings of one-run baseball, striking out 9. That was on Saturday. Back against this Rough Riders group, he did get the win on April 23rd here at Riders Field, but he allowed 5 earned runs, 7 total runs across 5 1/3, surrendering 10 hits, one of those a homer, with 4 strikeouts and 1 walk. On the year, he's 1-1 with a 5.87 ERA, making his 5th start for Amarillo this year. On the other side for the Riders, Nick Kraut, the right-hander, will get the ball, and he has experienced some great run support over the course of this year. He's 5-2 with a 5.14 ERA and has been pitching really, really well as of late. He's given up 28 earned runs in 49 innings of work, 32 strikeouts to 26 walks. So the strikeout numbers, not all that high, a pitch-to-contact type of guy, but he's at his best when he lives in the zone and avoids issuing those free passes. Should be a really exciting one tonight between the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. We'll step aside here on the pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear part two of our two-part interview with Rough Riders outfielder and first baseman Josh Hatcher.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders outfielder and first baseman Josh Hatcher. Let's go ahead and dive into part two with Josh right now, talking a little bit about the Rough Riders' postseason chances. When was the last time you were part of a postseason berth celebration or anything of that matter?
My last year in college for Kennesaw State.
Walk me through that a little bit. What was the situation, and what's it like? You know, you guys, it's a long, grueling season, and so to have a moment, obviously there's celebrations after walk-offs and after just wins or a good road trip, like you guys just came off of the two-weeker, a really good stretch where you guys went 10-3. So there's some celebration, but you can really let loose a little bit more when you feel like, okay, we've got something secured here.
Yeah, you know, we're playing right now. We're playing for that berth, for a chance to get into the postseason, you know, and if that happens, you know, God willing, that happens, then that's when things will get really fun, you know. Then you'll see guys start to play loose, you know, see themselves come out of their shell a little bit, start having a lot more fun, being happy, you know, like you're out there playing in the backyard again. When, like, it's a business, you know, it's a job, and we're trying to get that postseason berth, and once that happens, I think that some guys are going to do some really special things.
No doubt about it. Josh Hatcher here on the pregame show, and
Joshua, we talked about the magic number. You're talking about once that happens, some guys can begin playing a little bit looser than they have over the course of the year. But this has been a really special group. It's a really balanced group as well of veteran guys, young guys. It's a really good mix. How special has this team been to you? I know you've seen quite a few teams in professional baseball, and then going back to college, does this one hold a pretty special place in your heart?
Yeah, it does. Like you said, we got a great mix of some older guys, some younger guys, and then some guys right there in the middle. But I think this is a really, really close group. You know, obviously there's barriers in minor league baseball, professional baseball with Spanish-speaking guys and American guys. Like, they don't really gel or anything like that, but there's none of that here. All of us are best friends. I think we're really close. We pull for one another. Like, we want the person beside us to do better than we do. And I just think that there's a really close group of players here that treat each other like family.
Well, last night was an offensive clinic that you guys put on, a huge win, putting up double digit runs. How good does that feel coming, you know, off of a day where you provided the lone offense in terms of scoring back in game one of this series, a 4-1 win? Then last night you guys break out for 11 runs. What's the feeling like in the clubhouse?
Not only does that give like the offense a tremendous breath of fresh air, seeing that happen, because we know we're capable of that, but that helps the pitchers out tremendously, knowing that they can go out there, they don't have to do anything more than they need to, or try to be somebody that they're not. You know, they just go out there and do what they're supposed to do, and the offense will take care of them.
Hey, you talk about the offense helping out the pitching staff. This pitching staff has been tremendous over the entirety of this year, but really this last 2 to 3 week stretch, it's been, you know, sub two ERAs all around, holding teams scoreless or really two or less runs has been the name of the game. So offensively, as an approach at the plate for you guys, as a collective group, knowing that you have to go out there and, you know, two or three runs, pretty good chance to get the job done. Obviously, you guys want to do some damage like you did last night, but what does that do for overall the approach and just the mentality of it?
Obviously, you have to score one to win, and like that's really been what we're trying to do. We've just been trying to scratch one early and let our big dogs go out there and do what they do on the mound. Like you said, it's been a lot of games where it's been 0-1-2-3 run games, and you know, as an offense, if we can get one early and go ahead and scratch one out the way, then, and we know that we have somebody on the mound that's going to give us a tremendous start and a tremendous opportunity to win just a 1-0 game, that kind of takes some pressure off of our shoulders, and then we'll start to relax more as the game goes on and score more runs.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
We'll step aside one last time on the Riders pregame show, and when we come back, we'll get you set for first pitch of Game 4 of this 6-game set against the Amarillo Sun Poodles.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
The first place Frisco Rough Riders are back in action tonight against the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Let's get you set for Game 4 of this 6-game series with Amarillo. First, for the visiting Sun Poodles, they will line up as follows under manager Tim Bogart. The shortstop, Giancarlo Cintron, will lead things off. Matt Beatty, the first baseman, will bat second. In the three spot is the right fielder, Tim Tawa. Caleb Roberts will be the designated hitter and the cleanup man tonight. A.J. Vukovic will bat fifth and play center field. The third baseman, Ivan Melendez, bats sixth. Behind Melendez is the left fielder, Kevin Graham, followed by J.J. D'Orazio. He'll do the catching tonight for Yumin Lin. The second baseman, Logan Warmoth, rounds things out for Amarillo. Again, for the Sod Poodles, Cintron, Beatty, Tawa, Roberts, Vukovic, Melendez, Graham, D'Orazio, and Warmoth. And then for the Frisco Roughriders, coming in with the top record in the entire AA, a 40-20 first place record for the Roughriders. They line up as follows. Kellen Strom back in the leadoff spot and playing center field. Cody Freeman is the designated hitter tonight. He'll bat second. Brainer Chavez slides over to the one bag. He'll bat third. Josh Hatcher will roam right field and bat in that fourth spot. And batting fifth is the third baseman tonight, Caber Rodriguez, after a day off yesterday. The shortstop, Maximo Acosta, will bat sixth. Alex DeGody back in the lineup after a day off. He'll play second base and bat seventh. In the eighth spot is Cooper Johnson, the catcher. Blasted a two-run homer last night to get the scoring started for Frisco. And to round things out for the Rough Riders, it is the left fielder, Hazel Cepeda. Again for Frisco, it is Strom, Freeman, Chavez, Hatcher, Rodriguez, Acosta, DeGody, Johnson, and Cepeda. Exciting matchup just a few minutes away here on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll step aside for the national anthem. When we come back, Zach Bigley will join us and take us to first pitch.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at Section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer!
And it is gone!
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
Goal!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh, baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
With just nine games remaining in the first half in 2024, the Frisco Rough Riders have a magic number of five as they look to clinch the playoffs for the first time since 2014 in the first half in franchise history. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley, and very happy to have you along as the Rough Riders meet up with the Amarillo Sod Poodles today. It's game number four of this six-game series here in Frisco. And it's NASCAR night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Should be a lot of fun, and happy to have you on this Friday night. The Sun Poodles today coming in at 26-34. The Rough Riders, the best record in all of AA at 40-20. With Nick Krauth on the mound, Giancarlo Cintron in from the right side, and we're ready for baseball. The first pitch of the game is a bouncer to third. Caper Rodriguez right there in at the cut of the grass. He fields head high, throws to first and gets him, and there's the first down of the ballgame. Rodriguez was playing super far in, and Cintron chopped that almost like a swinging bunt right at him. Matt Beatty now, the former major leaguer, first baseman in from the left side. Rough Riders taking the first three games of this series against Amarillo. Took game one 4-1, game two 11-2, and then last night 5-3. First pitch. The flutters in there for a strike with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders have been pitching really, really well over their last few games in addition to all the wins. The 0-1. Swinging a line shot out to right field, right at Josh Hatcher coming in, and he makes the catch about hip high. A hard hit liner, but Matt Beatty is the second out of this first inning. There's Tim Tawa. Two outs on just three pitches for Nick Krauth in this top of the first. Tawa's been a thorn in the side of the Rough Riders. He's 7-for-12 in the series with two homers. Krauth looks over the top of his glove, tips it over the hat in the pitch. The curveball dips low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders, 40-20, five games up on the Midland Rockhounds. Any combination of a Frisco win and a Midland loss, 1-0. Up and in, two balls and no strikes, equaling five over the next nine games, and the Rough Riders are in the playoffs. Krauth has his sign, the 2-0. Chopper foul up the third baseline. It's two balls and one strike. Now on Tawa, right-handed batting right fielder today. Rough Riders defense behind Krauth looks like this. It's Hazel Cepeda in left, Kellen Strom in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Krauth shakes three times at Cooper Johnson's signs, and the 2-1. That misses outside with a slider, and it's three balls and one strike. Caber Rodriguez is the Rough Riders' third baseman. Max Acosta at short. Alex Degody, the second baseman. Frainer Chavez at first. And the 3-1. Inside, misses for ball four. Miss with a curveball there. Well, a two-out walk for Nick Krauth, and Caleb Roberts makes his way to the plate. Roberts, the designated hitter today. Krauth has been fantastic over his last two starts. In San Antonio, two starts ago, he went seven innings, a season high for him, allowing just one run. He readies and brings it home. Robert swings, pops it up into center field. Strom angles a couple steps over to his right. He's under it, and he puts it away above his ball cap to retire the side in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Amarillo nothing. Frisco to the plate next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community. Brady.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go to the bottom of the first inning, a scoreless top of the first for Nick Krauth, and now the Rough Riders come to the plate against Yumin Lin. It's Kellen Strom, Cody Freeman, Freitner Chavez, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. Yumin Lin making his fifth start of the season, coming off the injured list. He looks in. A left-hander has his sign, winds back and fires in. And just on the outside corner with a changeup for a strike, it's 0-1 on the Riders' center fielder. Strom is 4-for-12 in the series with a double. He went hitless yesterday, just the second hitless game for him in the month. Lynn, the 0-1 pitch. It's on the bottom of the zone for a strike, barely clipping it. It's now 0-2, and Strom steps out. Yumin Lin, the 20-year-old, 5'11", 160 pounds, is a very well-regarded prospect within the Diamondbacks organization. He slots in as the number one pitching prospect in the org and the fourth best prospect overall. He rocks here in the 0-2. It's inside. It hits Strom on the left foot. A curveball, and Strom is hit by the pitch. On an 0-2 offering, certainly not what Yumin Lin wanted to do. So Strom heads down to first base. He's aboard, and out Cody Freeman, the designated hitter, steps in. Freeman, 2-for-8 in the series with a couple RBIs, and those two RBIs were the game winners yesterday, breaking a 3-3 tie in the bottom of the eighth inning with that two-run single. Lin, a Taiwan native, pitched last when he was here in Frisco. Here's the stretch from Lin. And the offering home. That's down. And it's one ball and no strikes. Lin did not have a very good start against the Rough Riders his last time out, but it wasn't necessarily the start that hurt him. He was involved in a freak accident the next day. 1-0. Up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. He was at the top rail of the dugout on the right side, and Abimelech Ortiz was the batter for the Rough Riders. He ended up pulling a ball into the first base dugout, and it hit Yumin Lin in the face. He ended up having facial fractures. The 2-0. Swinging a bounding ball to the left side. Pass to Diamond Melendez. It's out into left field. Strom up to second. Cody Freeman with a base hit. Got out in front, 2-0. Got a fastball at the bottom of the zone and just hammered it right into the ground and chopped it through that left side. So runners at first and second now for the Rough Riders. Freitner Chavez, the batter. First baseman for the Rough Riders. Playing at first base for just the third time this season and hitting in the three spot for the first time this season. Just 1-for-5. In the series, in the pitch. Upper edge, outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1. Chavez had a double yesterday and ended up scoring the go-ahead run in that eighth inning. Lin ready from the stretch. Peering back towards second, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chavez out in front on a changeup on the outside corner. It's 0-2. So Lin was hit in the face by that line drive. He got escorted off the field, ended up being taken to the hospital. It took him a little bit to get back onto the field, but here he is, and made one rehab start down in the Arizona Complex League. Looks back to second, the 0-2. Down and in, nearly hit Chavez. One ball and two strikes. He struck out 9 over 5 innings, allowing just one run on one hit. In that start, pitching against the Dodger-affiliated ACL team. One ball and two strikes on Chavi. Lin the pitch. That's down. Two balls and two strikes. And a whole heap of trouble here early on against the Rough Riders. He threw about 65 pitches in that start down in the ACL, so that's probably where he'll be pitch count-wise today. He brings it home. Swinging a line shot in the left center field. Graham cutting over into the alley. He reaches out and makes the grab. Strom tags from second, speeding towards third, and he's in there safely.
So Chavez hit it hard out to left center field, but Graham was able to track it down and make the play. One down. Here's Josh Hatcher. What a nice catch by Graham, taking a direct route to it and just able to nab it. But Josh Hatcher now, who has had a very nice series at the plate. What else is new head-to-head against Amarillo? He's 5 for 12 with 6 RBIs. First pitch. He swings, breaks his bat. Soft grounder to the right side. Melendez goes to second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Strom comes in to score, and the Riders take a 1-0 lead. Not your conventional RBI, but it is the 7th of the series for Hatcher and his 18th in 13 games head-to-head against Amarillo this season. 1-0 Frisco. So two outs here in this first inning. Fielder's choice goes 3-6 with the RBI, and here's Caber Rodriguez. Right-handed batter, runner at first, two down. The pitch, runner takes off, it's outside, throw down to second, not in time. Warmoth missed the tag, and Hatcher slides in safely with his 9th steal. And now a runner in scoring position. The Rough Riders have been very aggressive on the base pass. And Hatcher almost to double-digit steals now in the season. Lynn ready from the stretch, and the 1-0. Fouled away to the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. We play here in the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0 Frisco. Defense behind Lynn today, it's Kevin Graham in left, A.J. Vukovic in center, and Tim Tawa in right. Ivan Melendez, the third baseman, Giancarlo Cintron at shortstop. Logan Warmoth, the second baseman, Matt Beatty at first. J.J. D'Orazio does the catching for Lynn. 1-1. That dips down in the dirt. It's two balls and one strike on Rodriguez. A couple RBIs for him in the opener of the series. Excuse me, in game two of the series, rather. RBI single and a fielder's choice in the first inning, just like we have today. Two balls and one strike on him. Lynn the pitch. Up and away, it's three balls and one strike. Rough Riders winners of four in a row. And boy, have they been hot recently. Frisco has now won 15 of their last 18 games. 3-1. Swinging a hard grounder to short. Cintron gobbles it up, flings it on to first, and gets Rodriguez for the final out of the first inning. But the Rough Riders do get on the board. One run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Top two next. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Nick Krauth with a pretty smooth first inning and just 9 pitches, although he did walk a batter. And he's back out for the second inning with the Rough Riders out in front 1-0. RBI fielder's choice for Josh Hatcher in the first inning. A.J. Vukovic, Ivan Melendez, Kevin Graham, the 3-2 up for the Sod Poodles in this second. It's 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Vukovic 5 for 13 in the series with a couple doubles. He had a four-hit game in Game 2. Krauth working from the windup. He has his sign, and the right-hander offers home. Breaking ball in there for a strike right down the heart of the plate. It's 0-1 on the first pitch slider. Getting ahead for Nick Krauth is of the utmost importance today. The pitch. That's on the inside corner for strike two. 0-2. Not that it's necessarily indicative of the outcome. The 0-2 popped out or fouled to the right side, out of play. 0-2 still on Vukovic, but the only batter that he missed in the first offering in the first inning was to Tim Tawa, who he ended up walking. It's now four first pitch strikes of the first five batteries he's seen tonight. 0-2. Just inside, missing on the sweeper, and it's one ball and two strikes. When he's ahead on batters versus when he's behind, it's an insane difference in their success against him. 1-2. Foul, or fly ball, I should say, down the right field line, and that one does drift out of play. And the Amarillo bullpen, it's one ball and two strikes. The batting average difference when he's ahead versus behind is a difference of 200 points. When Krauth is behind, opponents are hitting 341 against him. When he is ahead, opponents are hitting just 141 against him. So trying to get ahead today. He rocks here in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Goes to the sweeper and picks up that first strikeout. Nick Krauth, Kays Vukovic, and Ivan Melendez makes his way to the plate now. 1-0 Rough Riders. We play in the top of the second. Melendez, a Texas native down in El Paso. Right-handed batter, and Krauth goes to work against him. Nearly hit him, missing inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Melendez, a very talented baseball player and football player in El Paso. The pitch is a broken bat ground ball up the first base line. Man, it's stuck in the ground and somehow spun back fair, and Krauth picked it up and went to the bag himself. Really odd English on that ball on the shattered bat. It looked like it was going to go foul. It's stuck in the ground and just somehow twisted left and went back fair. And Krauth able to grab it and get the out himself, one assisted. So efficient start for Nick Krauth. Two outs here in the second inning, and Kevin Graham bats. First pitch. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. We mentioned the success over the last couple starts for Nick Krauth. One of the marks of those successful outings has been efficiency. 1-0. Graham chops it to first. Chavez slides off to his right to field it. Spins, tosses to Krauth, and gets him at the first base bag. Brilliant play at first base from Freiner Chavez. Side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Nick Krauth continues in brilliance and efficiency. Just 20 pitches in the first two innings. We go to the bottom of the second. 1-0 Riders here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships,
and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Max Acosta starts it off for the Riders in the second inning, leading 1-0 against Yumin Lin. Lin, the left-hander, bends down on the mound and winds. He deals. It's up and away. One ball and no strikes. Acosta to be followed by Alex Degoni and Cooper Johnson. It's 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order here in the second. Lin, the 1-0. Airs a fly ball into center field and shallow. Vukovic trotting in from center field. He settles under it and reaches sky high to make the catch. One out for Alex Degoti. Degoti 1-for-5 in the series with a double. Riders leading 1-0. Rough Riders have had a knack for scoring runs in the first inning this season. First pitch home. Fouled back off of DeRozio's glove. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders have now scored in the first inning in 24 games, coming in their previous 23. They're 16-7 when scoring in the first inning. There's the wind back in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. At the bottom of the zone, it's 0-2. Funny enough, they are better when scoring first, and not just in the first inning, but first in general. They're 27-6 when scoring first. They're second in the league in runs scored total in the first inning. Adding another tally to that. No balls and two strikes on Degoti. Left-hander's pitch. Fouled away to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes on the second baseman. Whole side shift on the infield for him as Lynn has his sign and rocks in the 0-2. And misses low with a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes. I mentioned the start earlier this season that Lynn had against the Rough Riders, allowing 7 runs, 5 of them earned over 5 1/3 innings. He surrendered 10 hits, including a homer to Kellen Strong. He brings in the 1-2. That's up and away, and it's 2-2 now on Degoti. Well, he was really good last season against the Rough Riders when Frisco saw him. His last start of the season last year, he allowed just 1 run across 7 innings with 8 strikeouts. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Degoti on the changeup in the middle of the plate. And there is his first strikeout. 2 down, and now Cooper Johnson makes his way to the plate. Cooper Johnson had his 5th home run of the season yesterday. A 2-run shot, the first Rough Riders hit. It came in the 6th inning. First offering home to the Riders catcher. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Johnson, those 5 homers really shown a lot of good in-game power. Here's the wind of the 0-1. It's a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-2. The 5 homers are a new career high for him. His previous career high was 3. He'd done that twice. All of his offensive numbers are new career highs for him. Highest batting average, on base percentage, slugging, and OPS, of course. He has had a marvelous year at the plate. 0-2. Swinging a soft roller out towards short. Cintron up with it. And the shortstop flings it on to first base to retire Johnson. It's a 1-2-3 bounce back inning for Yumin Lin in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go top three next. It's 1-0 Riders, and Luke Maley takes the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
This is Steven Jennings, and let's get back to the game.
Top of the third inning, Rough Riders cling to a 1-0 advantage. It's DeRozio, Warmoth, and the top of the order due up for the Sod Poodles in Cintrone. J.J. DeRozio, the catcher, digs in. Still in search of his first hit in the series. The pitch. Krauth caught the outer edge, that time with a fastball. 0-1. DeRozio's found himself behind in quite a few counts over this span as he shoots this one out of play. Fall behind 0-2. Across two games in the series, DeRozio is 0-7 with three strikeouts. Krauth would love to pick up his second strikeout of the outing right here. DeRozio digs back in from the right side. Right-hander readies. The pitch. Checked his swing. They appeal to first. Kyle Stutz down there says he didn't offer at it. 1-2. A sweeper that missed well off the plate. The pitch. He missed outside yet again, that time with the heater. 0-2 to even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taken down the middle, called strike three. Krauth got him to look at the breaking ball. And he's got a pair of strikeouts to his name today. Here's Logan Warmoth, the bottom of the card for Amarillo. Warmoth enjoyed an off day yesterday, but has played in two games in this series. A pitch from Krauth. Tapped on the ground, left side. Rodriguez has it at the third base bag. He delivers a strike to Chavez at first in front of Warmoth. Two gone. Top of the lineup, second time through against the Rough Riders right-hander. Carlos Cintrone digs in. Cintrone had himself a three-hit game earlier in this series. Last night went 0-4. With a pair of strikeouts, he's 0-1 with a ground out to third. First pitch breaking ball, called a strike. Bottom third of the zone. Krauth hops ahead again, 0-1, and as Zach mentioned earlier, the numbers in when Krauth's ahead versus behind are substantially different. He pulls even here as Krauth just missed off the edge. Right-hander readies. Kicks and delivers. This one hit hard into center field, staying up. For Strom, he ranges one step back and reaches skyward to haul in out number three. A 1-2-3, top of the third inning for Nick Krauth. No runs, no hits, no errors. We head to the bottom of the third. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom three, Riders up 1-0 against Yu Min Lin. The left-hander has used 29 pitches to get through the first two innings of work. The first pitch to Cepeda is tapped softly back towards the mound. Yu Min Lin off to the right, able to corral it and deliver a strike to first in front of Cepeda. Kind of hit into that no man's land where it was going to be a tough decision for Cintron or Melendez on the left side of the infield. Who was going to take charge there? But instead, Yu Min Lin knocked off the mound in a spry fashion and was able to do it himself. One gone. Here's the top of the card and Kellen Strom. The pitch. Well outside. Change up. 1-0 in favor of Strom, who was hit by a pitch, a curveball his first time up. Was in an 0-2 count. The 1-0 on its way. Strom fouls it off to the right side. You go back to April 23rd and Yu Min Lin's start against the Rough Riders here at Riders Field. Kellen Strom homered on the first pitch that he saw. He's seen two in this at-bat. The 1-1. Missed down and in. Strom hops ahead. Two balls and a strike. Strom in the series is 4-for-12. He's also scored 5 runs. Lefty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Edge elevated in the zone. The video boards here showing flashes of green. Strom is out of the batter's box and talking something over with Chris Presley Murphy behind the plate. Likely just wanted him to be turned off. As a hitter, you never want something flashing behind a pitcher. Well, we're ready to go. The pitch home. Strom shoots it in the air, but it'll tail into the seats. Riders got one in the first inning on an RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Josh Hatcher. Marked his 7th RBI of the series. That drove in Kellen Strom, who's at the plate right now. Lin ready, he rocks the 2-2. Strom hits it hard towards shortstop, and it sneaks past the shortstop, Cintron, into left center field. A base hit for Kellen Strom. He's hit safely now. And 9 out of his 11 games in the month of June. Two trips to the plate for Strom. And two trips aboard the base pass. Last time it was a hit by pitch. This time, a base knock. It comes with one gone. And here's Cody Freeman. It's one for one to this point. He digs in from the right side. Left-hander set, working from the stretch. The first offering. Caught the outer edge. Pass ball. Yumin Lin, a 20-year-old left-hander from Taidung, Taiwan. He peers in, has his sign. He kicks and delivers. Caught the outer edge that time with a breaking ball. 0-2. Freeman said before the game that he really does prefer hitting at the top of the lineup. Really likes the 2 or 3 spot. As he fouls this one back, it's in and out of D'Orazio's mitt. Freeman stays alive. And his reasoning behind liking being in the first 3 in the order was he likes to know that he can hit in the first inning. We've seen him so often this year, anywhere from the 3 to 5 range at the 2 spot tonight. Doesn't like waiting an inning to have to come to the plate. Pickoff move from Lynn, and Strom wasn't fooled at all. Walked back to the first base bag. One gone here in the bottom of the third. Strom at first base, Freeman in an 0-2 count at the dish. Strom runs, the pitch is outside. The throw from D'Orazio is way offline, and it squirts into center field. Strom digging for third. There's no throw to be made. Vukovic put it in his pocket. A stolen base, and then an error. And Strom moves all the way over to third.
It almost looked like D'Orazio threw a cutter out there to second base, or like a slider of some sort. It looked like it just dove off to his left side.
It certainly did, as Sod Poodles are going to bring the infield in with Strom at third. Pitch home. Freeman hits it softly in the air to shallow left. Strom back to tag. We'll see if he tests Graham's arm. He's going to try. The throw to the plate is on line and not in time. Strom slides in safely past D'Orazio's tag. It's 2-0 Frisco. Sacrifice fly for Cody Freeman. And you always love as a hitter to pick up a sac fly. But what the stat sheet won't show for Cody Freeman is battling from behind 0-2. Just got his hands up to a pitch and able to pop it out there to left field. Deep enough to bring Strom home. Riders have scored in 2 of the first 3 innings against Yumin Lin. They lead it 2-0. Kellen Strom has scored both runs. Here's Franer Chavez. He takes a pitch and it just missed outside. Left-hander gets his sign. He's ready to go against Chami, batting from the right side. Pitch home. Swing and a tapper right side. Warmoth, the second baseman, has it. And he fires to first in front of Chavez. Inning over. But the Riders get a run on a sacrifice fly by Cody Freeman. Just one hit in the frame. It was Kellen Strom. One error and nobody left on base. 3 innings in the books. We head to the top of the fourth. Riders on top. 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the fourth inning from Riders Field. Sun beginning to set. Shadows creeping towards right. Here's Matt Beatty to lead off the inning. Watches the first offering a bit downstairs. Pull side shift on for the left-handed hitting major league veteran. Pitch misses again in that same spot, this time with a fastball. 2-0 advantage for the lefty. ...2-0 on its way, swing and a miss. Krauth got him to chase a pitch in on his hand. Matt Beatty blasted his 43rd career minor league home run in last night's game. Hits this one hard and high into center field, but playable for Kellen Strom. He ranges to his right and hauls it out number one. That home run last night for Matt Beatty marked his first homer since last September, when he was playing in the Kansas City Royals organization as a member of the AAA Omaha Storm Chasers. Here's Tim Tawa, who's had himself a monstrous series. 7 for 12, pair of home runs. He walked his last time up. Swing and a miss, a big rip on a fastball at the upper third of the zone. Came up empty. The 0-1, checked his swing, and it got away from Johnson. A pitch well outside to the right. He was able to hold it up. Ball and a strike. Tawa has homered now in three of his last five games. 1-1. This one ripped deep left field. Cepeda going back in front of the track, and a one-hop off the wall. Tawa's got himself extra bases. He's into second. Now he's darting for third. He'll shut it down. He'll retreat back to second. Cepeda had some trouble picking it up out there in left field. And it's a one-out double for Tim Tawa. His third extra base hit of this series.
And the first hit for Amarillo tonight. Nick Krauth had been so good and so efficient. And he still is really good, really efficient. But a really impressive start to go one time plus through the order without allowing a hit.
Yeah, certainly a good set. Roberts waves the bat from the left-handed batter's box in the first pitch. Back pick by Johnson, throw on the money, but not quite in time. Acosta was there to lay down the tag. One and oh on the left-handed hitting, Roberts. It's the DH tonight. Saw him behind the plate yesterday. Righty kicks and delivers. Missed up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Krauth working out of the stretch. He comes home. Just a bit inside that time. It did miss by much. Breaking ball. Krauth thought he'd painted the corner, but didn't get the call. 3-0 from the righty. That one catches the zone. Outer third. Went back to the spinner. Roberts flew out to center field his last time up. That ended the first frame. Pitch home. Swing to tapper. Works its way near the on-deck circle on the first base side. And the count moves to full. Caleb Roberts, known for commanding the strike zone. At a right around a 15% walk rate this year. 3-2 on its way. Swinging a chopper up the middle, but Acosta was there via the shift. He delivers to first in time. Tawa darts over to third base. A productive out for Roberts, but a big second out for Nick Kraft. Rough Riders defensively had Roberts played perfectly. Ball that, if the defense was playing him straight up, would have found its way into center field and likely would have cut the Riders' lead in half. Rather, it results in an out. A.J. Vukovic with two outs watches the first pitch, and it runs off the plate, 1-0. In game two of this series, Vukovic tied his career high with four hits. The pitch just missed outside again. 2-0 advantage, the right-handed hitting center fielder. But last night for AJ, it was an 0-for-4 affair. Right-hander kicks and delivers. Another breaking ball runs off the outside corner. Krauth behind, three balls and no strikes. Vukovic 5-for-14 now in the series. The pitch. Another breaking ball, and it just missed downstairs. Didn't miss by much, but Krauth couldn't get the call. So Vukovic trots down to first with his first walk of the series. And Amarillo has runners at the corners. Rough Riders infield will converge with their right-handed starter, Nick Krauth, stationed on the back of the hill. Likely want to talk things over, give Krauth a second to catch his breath, talk about what they want to do in this first and third situation with two outs and a very respected hitter in Ivan Melendez stepping into the box. Melendez, a standout player in Austin, Texas, for the Longhorns. Golden Spikes Award. Join a very special list of names. The pitch. Called a strike. Went to the breaking ball. You look back at some of the notable winners of the Golden Spikes Award since 2000. You've got names like Dylan Cruz, Adley Rutschman, Andrew Benintendi, Chris Bryant. Pitch. Called a strike. And Krauth. Now well ahead, 0-2. Bryce Harper won it back in 2010. Steven Strasburg. What a year that was in 2009 for Strasburg on the hill. 0-2. Missed outside. Not tempting for Melendez. Runners at the corners. Riders leading 2-0. Tim Tawa stands at third base. After picking up the first hit against Nick Krauth in this contest, it was a one-out double. The pitch. This one hit softly to left field, and it'll drop in a base hit. Melendez rounding at first. One run already in. The second getting the wave. Here comes Vukovic, and we've got ourselves a brand new ballgame. A two-run double for Ivan Melendez, and we're not at it too. Didn't hit it all that hard. 80 miles an hour off the bat. Just a blooper that stayed fair on its way to left field. Second double of the series. And first RBIs for Ivan Melendez in this six-game stint against the Rough Riders. First offering to Kevin Graham. Runs well outside. 1-0. Melendez at second after the double. 1-0 to the left-handed hitting left fielder, and a breaking ball is called a strike. Curve ball from Nick Krauth. Evens things at 1-1. D'Orazio stands on deck. Full side shift on for the Rough Riders infield. Pitch home, and this one rocketed right at the second baseman. Degote is there to snare it, inning over. But the damage done as Amarillo ties this game with two runs, two hits, no errors, and they leave one stranded. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Riders look to regain the lead with Josh Hatcher due up when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Lefty on lefty matchup to open the bottom of the fourth. Josh Hatcher digs in against Yumin Lin for the second time. First offering on its way, and a big swing and a miss by Hatcher. Elevated pitch. The 0-1 on its way. This one lifted into right center field. Tawo ranging over, and he's there to make a chest-high grab. One away on just two pitches for Yumin Lin here in the bottom of the fourth. Gabriel Rodriguez will get his second look at Yumin Lin today. Rodriguez wasn't in the lineup the last time Lin pitched against the Riders. The pitch. He squares to Bonnie, pulls back, and a strike call. Lin with that blue glove. Kicks and delivers. And Rodriguez sends this one back to the screen. He's behind 0-2. Lin has found himself ahead in a lot of counts throughout this outing for him. But has just one strikeout to show for it. Came in that second inning. Now here in the fourth. Rodriguez bounced out to shortstop. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Chased a pitch down and away. It was the curveball from Lin. And there are two gone. Here's Max Acosta. Playing in his third game of this series out of four. All three hits he had came in one game. He's 3-for-8 now in the series. He goes after the first pitch, taps it to the on-deck circle. 0-1. Costa had his first home run at the AA level earlier in this series. Part of that three-hit day. Started to step out, was forced to get back in. The pitch misses just a bit inside. Looked like Acosta wanted time there, wasn't granted it, so he hurried right back into the box. A good take, 1-1. The pitch. Swinging a line drive back over the head of Lin. The second baseman, Wormuth, has it on one hop, and he delivers a strike to retire the side. A 1-2-3 frame in the bottom of the fourth for Yumin Lin. He faces the minimum. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We head to the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network, tied at 2.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Nick Krauth is back on the hill for the top of the fifth, as is Zach Bigley.
All right, we're ready to go. Thank you, sir. J.J. DeRozio steps in. First pitch is fouled away to the right side. It's 0-1. As Nick Krauth looks for a bounce-back inning, allowing a pair of runs in the fifth inning. We're tied at 2. Kevin Graham hit the ball hard to finish out the inning, but lined out to second base, and the next offering is fouled away. That equaled a bunch of hard-hit balls against Krauth in that fourth inning, including a couple doubles against him. Those are the two hits that he allowed, but he had been really efficient up till that point. 0-2. Low off the outside corner, 1-2. As we mentioned earlier, the mark of efficiency has been really the big key for Krauth over his last few starts. He rocks in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball burned right by him on the upper edge outside corner, and he strikes out DeRozio. Third K for Krauth, second time he sat down DeRozio, and Logan Warmoth is the batter now in the ninth spot. Krauth, two starts ago, went to 76 pitches across seven innings. Last start, 82 pitches across six innings. And he rocks in here to Warmoth. A bunt shown, Warmoth watches outside, pulling it back. It's one ball and no strikes. That was Krauth's 57th pitch as he goes here in the fifth. The offering, and that slips outside. It's two balls and no strikes. So Krauth still pretty efficient to this point. An opportunity still to go deep. 2-0. That's outside. Three balls and no strikes. It's funny when you play as good a baseball as the Rough Riders have over the last few weeks, you know, winning 15 of their last 18 ball games. Here's the wind back, and Krauth's 3-0. Warmoth takes inside, ball four. Four-pitch walk with one down here in the fifth inning, and that turns the lineup card over. It's Giancarlo Cintrone to the plate. 2-2 game in the top of the fifth inning. When you played as good a baseball as the Rough Riders have, it almost seems like it's impossible for the Rough Riders to lose, and it's a shock whenever they do. Now, this is still baseball at the end of the day, and no matter how good a team is, they're still going to lose, you know, a third of their ball games. That's exactly what the Rough Riders have done this season, exactly one-third. They're 40-20 on the year. Krauth's ready from the stretch, and he offers in to Cintrone. That breaking ball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. That's the curve, and it's 0-1. And so these comebacks, two runs in the fourth inning to tie the game for Amarillo, almost come as a shock. He played this well. 0-1. There's a fly ball hit well into left center field. Strom racing back into the alley, converging with Cepeda. It's Strom, the center fielder, who makes the grab. A tag from Warmoth, and the throw-in is cut off, and Warmoth retreats back to first base. Fly ball out to center field for the second out of the inning. Runner at first, two down for Matt Beatty. Strom easily tracking that ball down. left center field. Beatty is lined out to right and flied out to center his two trips to the plate. Now 3-for-9 in the series of the homer. First pitch. Inside of the former World Series champion with the Dodgers in 2020, and it's one ball and no strikes. Two runs, two hits, and an error for Amarillo. Two runs, two hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. They've done a good job of that on the defensive side of the baseball recently. Krauth offers. Swinging a hard line drive, skipping through into right field. It's a base hit. Ormuth up to second base. Two out single for Matt Beatty into right field, and Tim Tawa stands in. Tawa has walked and doubled today. The Rough Riders had a bit of trouble on the defensive side during that road trip. They committed 12 errors during the 13 games in that road trip. They've done a really nice job recently, though. Here's the stretch, righty-righty matchup. First pitch, breaking ball outside, 1-0. They've gone six straight games without an error. That's their longest such streak of the season. Remember, before embarking on that road trip, the Rough Riders had the best mark in terms of fielding percentage in the entirety of minor league baseball. 1-0. That slips inside. Two balls, no strikes. And so trying to get back to that. Six straight errorless games, and they played good defense today. Runners at first and second, two down. Krauth trying to get out of this jam. Facing the best hitter for Amarillo, and the pitch. On the inside edge with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 2-1 now on Tawa. He's clubbed two homers in this series. Eight head-to-head against the Rough Riders in his career. Throwback to second on the pickoff attempt, not in time. Dugotty broke toward second base, and Warmuth dove back in safely. Tawa's double in the fourth inning was over Heysel Cepeda's head, and the first hit at the time for Amarillo. 2-1. Swing and a miss. A breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and it's 2-2. These two have seen plenty of each other over the last couple of years. Krauth peers in. The pitch home is grounded foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. They did not match up head-to-head against each other this year, as Tawa was not in the lineup against Grout. Last season, Tawa went 1-for-8 against him with a home run. 2-2. He misses outside. Three balls, two strikes. Tawa, the all-time franchise leader in Amarillo history in home runs. Three balls and two strikes with two aboard and two out. Top of the fifth inning, tied at 2. Offering home, runners go. Swinging a foul straight back. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ormuth has good speed. Beatty average speed at first base. Three and two on Tawa. Offering home. Swinging a line shot right to third. Rodriguez spears it out of the air. And he gets the final out of the fifth inning. So some base traffic against Krauth. No damage done, though. No run to hit. No errors. And two left on in the fifth inning. We go bottom five. Riders and Sod Poodle is tied at 2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, if you're watching on MILB TV, we had our Riders run, and Mac thought he had to run the whole way.
He's a champ.
You're supposed to run from left field to the right field corner. Now Mac is running all the way back to the opposite left field corner.
I think Mac thinks that he just dusted. It looked like a plate of eggs and bacon and some pancakes, courtesy of First Watch that he was racing.
Fans are loving it.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Best delay ever.
That's way better than a ball escaping the berm, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. We go into the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at two. Mac is the true MVP of this one tonight.
I don't know that I could have run all the way down and back. Like, yeah. Mac just
I would be winded. First pitch to Cody, or excuse me, to Alex DeGoti is on the outside corner of strike. It's 0-1. It's Alex DeGoti, Cooper Johnson, Hazel Cepeda, bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders here in the fifth. Yumin Lin winds in the 0-1. Swinging a line drive, hit to short, and Trone makes the catch. Ankle high off to his left. One away. Cooper Johnson bats now. Johnson a ground out to short his first time up. We're tied at two in the bottom of the fifth inning. He's Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Yumin Lin back into his windup and he offers home. Johnson watches high and tight, one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders have won the first three games of this series. A win today would mean a series a win as the pitch is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Left-hander the 2-0. Johnson fouls it back this way off to our right. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders have been phenomenal in terms of consistently winning series. They split last series in Corpus Christi. Before that, their seven-game sweep in San Antonio. Lynn ready in the 2-1 home to Johnson. Swing and a miss out in front of the changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. The Riders trying to notch another win in the column head-to-head against Amarillo. Came in tied at six games apiece in their season series. 2-2. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes. Right-hander readies, and the offering in. Fouled away, back behind home to our right. Three balls, two strikes. Well, Nick Krauth has gone through five innings.
for the Rough Riders tonight. And Robbie Ahlstrom has started to loosen out of the bullpen in left field. So we might see Robbie come in once we reach the sixth. 3-2. And misses low. Ball four. So Cooper Johnson aboard with a walk. Esau Cepeda bats now. Tied at two. Rough Riders bottom of the order trying to do some damage against Lynn. Lynn on the other side was expected to be around 70 pitches or so. He's now working on 59. The pitch. That's up and away on a bunt attempt shown. He pulled it back, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cepeda bounced back to the pitcher, his first trip up in the third. Top of the order in Kellenstrom on deck. The offering home. Outside corner, a strike, 1-1. We continue to be scoreboard watchers as the Rough Riders are hoping that Wichita beats Midland today, with their magic number currently at 5 entering into this one. Lynn ready from the stretch in the 1-1. That one's lined into center field, sinking quickly, and it finds grass. Asel Cepeda with a single. Johnson up to second base, and the Rough Riders with runners at first and second and one down for Kellen Strom in the top of the order. Trying to do a little bit more damage. 2-2 ball game here in the fifth inning. Midland and Wichita in the fifth inning, they're tied at one. So still no exact word there on whether or not anything's going to happen win or loss-wise. Still tied. First pitch home, we'll have to wait. Time called. Or was it a pitch clock violation? Yep, it's a pitch clock violation on Yumin Lin. One ball and no strikes on Strom. Just took a little bit too long. Here's the stretch of the 1-0 pitch. Inside, nearly hit him. Strom was hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the third. Rough Riders' damage has been done from the top of the order. Strom and Freeman had two of the three hits. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the left side. Base hit. Johnson getting the windmill around third. No throw to the plate. Riders lead. RBI single for Kellen Strom, and the Rough Riders take a 3-2 advantage. Cepeda down to second base, and Kellen Strom comes through again in the clutch, his 20th RBI of the season. And the Rough Riders just continue to hit well in big situations. Strom with a multi-hit affair. And now Cody Freeman up with runners at first and second. And we're starting to see some action very quickly out of the bullpen and down the right field line for Amarillo. It seems like everybody is up there and stretching. And a mound visit for the catcher DeRozio, joined by Cintron, the shortstop. Cody Freeman, 1-for-1 with a sac fly today. And a single in the first inning. Rough Riders leading 3-2. They would love to extend this lead here and really blow this game out of proportions at the midway point. Freeman, a right-handed hitter. Cepeda leads from second, Strom from first. Just one down in this inning, the pitch. Chopper up the third baseline and foul. And it's 0-1. Freeman has been an incredible hitter this season in the clutch. The exact kind of guy you want up in these kind of situations. Not necessarily this is a clutch spot. It's 3-2 in the fifth inning, but still an opportunity to come up with a big hit and make a difference in a game. This is one of the guys you want up there. The offering home. Fouls it away to the right side. It's 0-2. Freeman hitting .274 on the season with runners in scoring position. That's gone down over the last couple weeks. He's one of those guys you want because he can put the ball in play really well. Oh, and two on Freeman. Pitch is low. One ball and two strikes. Kellen Strom with the RBI single here in this fifth inning. Field to pole. 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the third baseline. It just drifts foul. It's still one ball and two strikes in the DH. Freeman has been an animal this season against Amarillo, playing in his 15th game entering into today, hitting .370 with four of his six home runs, and including his RBI today, 14 RBIs in 15 games head-to-head against them and over 1,000 OPS. Trying to add on to those numbers. One, two. Breaking ball, soft grounder out to short. Cintron's got it onto second for one. Throw to first, not in time there. So a fielder's choice. Strom out at second for the second out of the inning. Freeman at first base. They're cornered for the Rough Riders for Franier Chavez. Chavi is 0 for 2 today with a line out to left and a ground out to second. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fifth inning. First time batting in the three-hole this season for Franier Chavez. And Lynn offers home. Check swing. And he went around for a strike. It was called by home plate umpire Chris Presley Murphy. Here's the stretch. And Lynn, the 0-1. Breaking ball, tagged in the air down the left field line. Graham running over towards the line, still going. Reaches up, makes the grab at the warning track. Side retired in the fifth. The Rough Riders do get a run, though, on two hits, no errors, and they leave two. It's a 3-2 ball game. Riders lead. We go to the top of the sixth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders now lead it 3-2 as we make our way to the top of the sixth inning, and Nick Krauth back out there for the sixth. Robbie Ahlstrom is still warming out of the Frisco pen just in case. Caleb Roberts, A.J. Vukovic, Ivan Melendez, the three due up for Amarillo in this inning. Krauth, 72 pitches as he goes into the sixth. He rocks and deals. He misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. A couple lengthy innings for him, his last pair, allowing a couple runs in the fourth inning and then stranding a couple base runners. The pitch is lined back up the middle, and a really nice play by Acosta behind the second base bag, down on the seat of his pants, and he gets up and throws him out. One away. It was a line drive right back up over the top of the mound, and Acosta picked it off to his left, falling down backwards. He was able to get up and throw out Roberts. One out. Here's A.J. Vukovic. 3-2 Rough Riders lead it, top of the sixth inning. Here's the wind of the pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. What do you say we give you some trivia as we're in the top of the sixth inning?
Let's do it.
Here's the wind and Krauth's pitch. He takes a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. All right, so we tie it into this day in baseball history. We have a bit of a quick one today, the 1-1. Swinging a hard line drive to short, and Acosta can't pick this one. It's passed him out into left field. And A.J. Vukovic is aboard.
That's a tough play to make for Acosta. You just saw him make a similar one up the middle. That one, level of difficulty a little bit higher. Tough play to make. We'll see how they rule it, but I have to say hit.
We will see. Now they do indeed rule it. Rough Riders haven't committed an error in six consecutive games. Here's Ivan Melendez with the runner at first, and the first pitch is a check swing foul back behind home. It's 0-1. They do say basic.
There it is.
So this day in baseball history, back in 2010, we had a meeting between two teams that featured two very good players. There's a little bit of history between them. Here's the 0-1. Swinging a grounder foul to the left side off the facing of the first base or third base dugout for the Riders. It's 0-2. It was the first time in 60 years that two players on opposing teams met with 5,000 or more career at-bats and a .330 or higher career batting average.
Okay.
Can you name those two players? The pick. Popped up, right side of the infield. Chavez coming in from third, calls off Cooper Johnson, and he makes the catch.
All right, give me the rundown again. Let's go. So you've got 5,000
or more career at-bats. So this is at the time of the meeting, back in 2010.
2010.
.330 or better batting average in their career.
Oh, wow.
3-2 lead, and we'll give you some time to think about it, because here comes Carlos Cardoza. And that's going to be all she wrote for Nick Krauth in this start, going 5 2/3 innings. He strands a runner at first base, and Robbie Ahlstrom will make his way out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders, leading 3-2. We'll step aside for this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Robbie Ahlstrom, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, runner at first. Rough Riders a 3-2 lead. A.J. Vukovich at first base. Kevin Graham at the plate. It's a left-hander against left-hander. And Ahlstrom taking over for Nick Kraut, who went 5 2/3 innings. First pitch on the way. Curveball at the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 0-1. All right, our trivia. We're looking for, in 2010, it was the first matchup in 60 years between two teams featuring players with 5,000 or more career at-bats and a 330 or better average. Name those two players. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a nasty breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner. That's the slider, and it's 0-2.
330 career average?
Or better, yep. Okay.
Well, my initial thought was like Miguel Cabrera, but I don't know if his average would be that high at that point.
Okay.
2010? That's when Hamilton won the MVP, but he was too young.
0-2, just outside, barely missed with the fastball. Sent about everybody in the field walking a couple steps towards the dugout.
Are either of these players Hall of Famers now?
Neither of them are Hall of Famers yet, but both of them will be Hall of Famers.
Okay, are they both not active?
1-2, chopper back up the middle. A coast to the shortstop's got it behind the bag. Fires to first, got him, inning over. We'll answer that question when we come back, Luke. 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
It's a familiar face up on the mound for the Amarillo Sun Poodles. It's former Rough Rider John Matthews taking the hill. Josh Hatcher, the batter for the Rough Riders, leading 3-2 in this bottom of the sixth inning as we're about to continue our trivia of the night. Hatcher 0-2, but an RBI fielder's choice. The side armor deals home. Inside, nearly hit his former teammate, and it's one ball and no strikes. All right, that trivia for you one more time. In 2010, it was the first time in 60 years that we had seen a matchup between two teams featuring players with at least 5,000 career at-bats as that pitch is lashed into right field. It's a base hit for Josh Hatcher leading things off here in the sixth inning. Riders leading 3-2. So 5,000 career at-bats and a 330 or better batting average. Luke, do you have guesses?
While we are at break, I feel like I may have one of the players. Is it Ichiro?
Ichiro is one of the players.
Now the other one I'm a little bit lost on right now. Let's see. 10.
The pitch is bounced out to second. Wormuth goes to second base there, and just in time. Wow. Close play at second base. And just got him. So So the fielder's choice, Rodriguez safe at first. Take a look at the replay if you're watching on MLB TV. Really, really close play at second. Oh, hard to tell. A runner at first, one down, and Max Acosta bats now. The pitch. Strike on the upper edge, inside corner, 0-1.
Wouldn't be Todd Helton.
Not Todd Helton, no.
Oh, it's Albert Pujols?
It's Albert Pujols. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's correct.
That one took me a second.
Throw over to first is not in time. It was the first matchup since 1942 when your two favorite players, Luke, Joe Medwick and Paul Wehner, matched up.
Yeah, both of those rookie cards.
The 0-1, that's outside. It's one ball and one strike. Yeah, you're a Med head, right?
Oh,
big Medwick fan?
For sure.
One ball and one strike. And the pitch home. That's inside. Two balls and one strike. Three-two Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the sixth inning on this gorgeous Friday night. 2-1. That's way outside. Three balls and one strike. Rough Riders taking the lead on a Kellen Strom RBI single in the fifth inning. Leading it 3-2. Acosta right-handed batter. 3-1 pitch. Fouled straight back off the hands, and it's three balls and two strikes. Matthews is such a difficult at bat for any right-handed batter because he's so deceptive. 26-year-old out of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Former Kent State Golden Flash. 2-0 with a 6-1-1 ERA this season, making his 18th appearance. The pitch, that one's flared down the right side in foul ground, and it bounces up onto the warning track and up into the stands. Three balls, two strikes still on Acosta. A lot of his struggles came early. He had a really good month of May, just a 1-2-3 ERA. But then in his most recent start against Tulsa, he allowed five runs over a third of an inning at home. The pitch. Runner goes. That's lined down the right field line and foul. Watch out. Ricocheted back out onto the field of play. Keeper Rodriguez jogs back over to first base. Here's the stretch. Matthews pitches. Rodriguez goes. There's a pop-up into shallow right field. Rodriguez hustling back to first. Tawa under it. And he makes the grab. Rodriguez back in there safely. Two outs here in the sixth inning. Alex DeGoti 0-for-2 standing in from the right side. Last year with Frisco, Matthews an 8.06 ERA. He was selected in the Rule 5 draft during the minor league phase. The pitch. DeGoti swings and hits it hard on one hop to short. Cintron's got it onto Warmoth for the final out. And just for fun, he throws onto first for the fourth out of the inning. And ends the bottom of the sixth. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the seventh coming up next. You'll hear the voice of Luke Maley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Tom Reiner's Field, alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Bailey. And it's JJ DeRosio to open up the seventh inning. Reiner's leading 3-2. Got one run in each of the first, third, and fifth innings. So if the pattern continues, the bottom half of this frame should be a good one for the referee. Robbie Ahlstrom, the left-hander, set at the belt. His first offering, taken, called a strike. DeRosio behind 0-1. He's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts today, and that's been an issue over the course of the last month for J.J. DeRosio. He's now struck out in 12 of his last 13 games. Left-hander kicks and fires, and he sends this one up and out of play. And it's 0-2. Tonight marks the 13th time for DeRosio, striking out twice. He's yet to strike out three times in a game, but Ahlstrom has him 0-2, and he takes all the way, got him looking. Three pitches to DeRosio, and he's headed back via the strikeout. Ahlstrom's got his first K of the outing. Logan Warmoth at the bottom of the car. Digs in. He walked his last time up, and he's 0-1 with a ground out to third. First time facing Ahlstrom today. Lefty delivers. Missed inside. Fastball at 94. Ahlstrom came on in relief of Nick Krauth in the last inning. Induced a ground out. He's behind 1-0. Warmoth awaits the pitch. Popped in and out of Johnson's mitt, but it missed off the plate. 2-0 advantage for the Amarillo second baseman. Warmoth just one hit in the series. Has worked a pair of walks, though. The pitch. Swinging a foul ball back off of Cooper Johnson. And Ahlstrom's on the board, 2-1. Seen Warmoth a lot this year at shortstop. Seen him roam the outfield a bit. But at second base today, the 2-1. Shoots this one back out of play over the netting. Finds its way into the concourse. And Ahlstrom works the count to even at 2-2 after falling behind early. Top of the order looming to face Robbie Ahlstrom. The 2-2. So we're going to pop up. Shallow right side. Stays on the infield. Degody, the second baseman, under it. And there's two away for Ahlstrom. Giancarlo Cintron will dig in. Mentioned earlier, he had a three-hit game in this series. Yesterday went 0-4 with two strikeouts. Today he's 0-3, but has put the ball in play every time. Last two times, it's been Kellen Strom out there in center field that's been able to chase down a fly ball. First offering on its way, and he swings and misses. Ahlstrom got him to chase well off the plate. Left-hander ahead, 0-1. He kicks the pitch. Just missed downstairs. They appeal to first, and Cintron was able to hold it back. It's a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup mix for Ahlstrom. It's been a minute since we've seen the left-hander for the Rough Riders. He kicks and delivers. The 1-1 is fouled back to the screen, and he hops ahead. A fastball, the upper third of the strike zone. Cintron just missed it. Robbie's last appearance came on June 9th. That was at Corpus Christi. He recorded a six-out save against the Astros-affiliated Hooks. Now working in the seventh. He kicks and fires. Swing and a dribbler right side. Works its way towards the Amarillo dugout. Has his sign. Bounces that right leg. Set at the belt. He kicks the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into Johnson Smith. He got it. Pair of strikeouts in a 1-2-3 seventh inning for Robbie Ahlstrom. We head to the home half of the seventh. Riders on top, 3-2.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field, there's a new arm on the hill. So it didn't take too long for John Matthews. The third pitcher in this one is number 41, Kyle Ament. Johnson will lead things off. Johnson worked a walk his last time up. It was in the fifth inning, bounced out to shortstop in the second. But last night provided a mammoth two-run shot for the Riders' first hit of the game. That came in the sixth. Called strike. Ament, a right-hander. He delivers, and Johnson takes called strike two. Ament, a 24-year-old. A ninth-round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2023. Been really, really good this year. 1-2 with a 1.65 in the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got Johnson on three pitches. One away for Ament. Played his college ball at nearby Dallas Baptist. Team that had a really good season this year. Saw them here in Frisco for the Frisco Classic. Ended up taking home the hardware. Zepeda takes a called strike. Four pitches, all strikes for the Amarillo righty. He peers in and delivers. He missed outside. Zepeda pulls even at 1-1. Zepeda singled his last time up and was stranded at third base. part of a one-run inning for the Riders. As Cepeda takes a called strike, a fastball middle-middle. Riders leading 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh with one gone. Top of the order due up. Cepeda hits this one high in the air, but twisting towards the seats, and it'll fall down. Fair foul, that is. Well, looking across the Texas League, Rough Riders would love to see that magic number tick down to 3 tonight, which in order to do so, Midland would have to lose to Wichita, and the Riders would have to hang on to their 3-2 lead. Wichita is currently leading 3-1 as Cepeda chases a fastball upstairs, and he's down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kyle Lament. Well, Lament made his first appearance for Amarillo, his first double-A appearance, that is, on June 2nd. He gave up 2 earned runs, but did pick up 2 strikeouts in an inning of work as Strom takes a called strike, outer third. But since then, he's been nails, just giving up 2 hits across 2 innings of work with 5 strikeouts. In all 3 of his relief appearances at the AA level, he's snagged at least 2 strikeouts. He's got 2 here in this one. You can go all the way back to May 21st with Hillsborough. Pitch, swing, and a miss. 0-2 for the last time. That Ament didn't pick up 2 strikeouts. He went 2 on May 21st, then 3 consecutive 3 strikeout start appearances as Strom takes just a bit outside. Fastball just missed the outer edge. And it's 1-2. A guy that's got really good stuff and the numbers to show. Swing and a miss. Ament strikes out the side in the bottom of the seventh. Riders down in order. We head to the top of the eighth inning. Amarillo due up. The Rough Riders leading 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top of the eighth inning, Riders clinging to a 3-2 lead. Matt Beatty singled his last time up. Then he faces a new arm in Reed Burlingmeyer. Lefty digs in. The first pitch is hit high in the air, but twisting out of play. Burlingmeyer, a 27-year-old, originally from Normal, Illinois. Last appeared for the Rough Riders in Corpus Christi. Went 2 scoreless hitless innings with a strikeout. Right-hander readies. Pull side shift on. This one ripped high in the air to right center field. Playable for Strom. He's camped under it, reaches up to make the play. One out for Burlingmeier here in the eighth. There's Tim Tawa. Boy, has Tim Tawa had himself a series. He's 1-for-2 today with a walk, a double, and a run scored. And overall in the series, 8-for-14. With 2 homers, a double, 4 runs scored, 3 RBIs. And he watches the first pitch a bit inside for ball one. This is a guy that the Amarillo fans absolutely love. Pitch home. It's a high in the air right side, drifting into foul territory for Chavez, but he reaches up to make the play. Pop out in foul ground, and there are 2 gone for Burlingmeier. Mentioned Tawa so loved by the Sod Poodles fans, and there's a good reason for it. They've seen a ton of him. He's the all-time leader in games played, tonight being number 234. He also leads in a ton of offensive categories, including homers, run scored, total bases. The list goes on and on. Well, 2 outs, here's Caleb Roberts. The pitch from Burlingmeier runs upstairs. Roberts is 0-for-3 tonight. Pair of ground outs and a fly out to center. Bit of a shift on. Hole at third base for the post side shift. As the pitch misses a bit upstairs this time. Fastball at 94. 2-0 advantage for Roberts, who isn't afraid to work a walk. The 2-0. Taken, and that runs a bit downstairs. Burlingmeier, a 4-seam fastball, cutter, slider, changeup mix. Has been pretty good. And he gets a called strike. Top of the zone. Roberts was taking all the way. 3-1. He did miss 13 games earlier in the season. Right-hander ready. So he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He pulls it into a full count. Burlingmeier also left the Rough Riders about a week into May. Made 4 appearances spanning from May 9th to May 24th with AAA Round Rock before coming back and appearing for the Riders on May 29th. The payoff pitch is shot foul off to the left side. Finds its way into the crowd. Three-two with 2 gone in the top of the eighth. Burlingmeier ready. The pitch to Roberts. Swing and a miss. He got him. A 1-2-3 frame for Reed Burlingmeier, and he caps it off with a 3-2 strikeout to Caleb Roberts. And the Sod Poodles go down in order in the top of the eighth. We turn the car to the bottom of the eighth inning. Riders leading 3-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your 4-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game. Enjoy the grassy berm beyond the outfield or find some new friends at section 123 or 124. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. Let the dogs out at Riders Field for Bark in the Park on Saturday, June 15th. See you at Bark in the Park Saturday, June 15th. First pitch at 7:05. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Riders would love to add some insurance against Kyle Amend. They lead 3-2. Amarillo down to their final three outs. But the Riders on offense before that. Cody Freeman digs in, and he watches a first pitch fastball upstairs. Amend has been really, really good over the course of the year. A 1-0 on its way. Swing and a miss by Freeman. Fastball at 91. Fastball for Amend. Hovers right around 90 miles an hour. He's got a devastating 12-6 curveball. And he pumps a strike in there past Freeman. Fastball at 90. Not quite a flashy pitcher, but a man is as solid as they come. He gets a swing and a miss by Freeman. It's four batters faced, four strikeouts for a man. He has kept this Rough Riders offense off balance. Checking in on our score for the Midland-Wichita game. A five-run, bottom of the seventh inning. It's propelled Wichita out in front 6-1. So good news for the Riders as Chavez takes a pitch for ball one. Magic number sits at 5 for the Rough Riders to clinch the first half. Mint kicks and delivers. Called a strike. Even at 1-1. Riders could get it as low as 3 tonight. The pitch. Missed a bit upstairs. Fastball at 92 that time. 2-1 advantage for Chavi. Chavi's 0-3 tonight. Just 1-8 in the series, but he's coming off of a very impressive road trip. Pitch home. Called a strike, and Chavi doesn't like it. He's got a big case to be made. Trackman shows that's a couple baseballs downstairs, but Amend got the call. As if he needed the call, he has been cruising here in relief. Came on in the seventh, struck out the side. Struck out Cody Freeman to open the frame. Here's the 2-2. Got him looking. Again at the bottom of the zone, that time a changeup. 5 consecutive strikeouts for Kyle Amend. Wow. You go back in this ballgame, Yumin Lin went 5 innings, picked up a pair of strikeouts. John Matthews pitched the 6th inning, no strikeouts. Hatcher goes after the first pitch, he puts it in play. Ormuth has it and delivers to first. It's another 1-2-3 inning, but Josh Hatcher breaks up the strikeout streak. Riders down in order in the eighth. Sod Poodles do up, trailing by one. It's 3-2 Frisco. So we head to the top of the ninth. When we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will take us the rest of the way.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the top of the ninth inning. It's 3-2 Rough Riders as Frisco goes for their fifth consecutive victory. A.J. Vukovic, Ivan Melendez, Kevin Graham, the 3-2 up here in the top of the ninth inning. Reed Burlingmeier worked a 1-2-3-8, and he looks to lock this baby down. Six-out save. Here's the stretch by the right-hander in the first pitch home to Vukovic. It's on the outside corner of strike. It's 0-1. As Luke mentioned, the Rough Riders, with a win, their magic number would go down to 4, and then with a Midland loss, it would go down to 3, and a chance to clinch this weekend. 0-1. Outside corner, strike two, it's 0-2. And the Rough Riders have to be feeling pretty good about where they're at right now in terms of the whole playoff picture. This 3-2 lead feels a little bit bigger than 3-2, just on the way the game has flown along. 0-2, just a hair outside with the fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. But Rough Riders would certainly love a chance to clinch here at home. Burlingmeier readies and fires. A fly ball into left center field, sinking on Strom. He dives in and makes the catch. Kellen Strom does it again. He's done just about everything tonight. He's scored two runs and has the other RBI, and now a diving catch to start off the ninth inning. One away for Ivan Melendez. 3-2, Rough Riders lead it. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Burlingmeier readies. And he offers home to Melendez. Popped up foul at a play to the right side. It's 0-2, and Burlingmeier continues to pump strikes in. The Rough Riders trying to clip these sod poodles tonight. Burlingmeier peers in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch is low and outside. Burlingmeier readies. 1-2. High and tight. We're even at two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders scored in the first and the third inning tonight. 2-2. Swing and a drive out to left field. High and deep towards the wall. Cepeda at the track looking, gone. We're tied. Ivan Melendez with his 10th home run of the season. And we have a brand new ball game here in the ninth inning. .104 miles an hour off the bat, 415 feet, and Ivan Melendez ties the game.
The pitch to Kevin Graham is swinging a miss, and it's 0-1. So that means the Rough Riders, in order to score, in order to collect their fifth consecutive game, they'll have to do it in walk-off fashion tonight. And the 0-1, that's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. It continues to be an incredible season for Melendez head-to-head against the Rough Riders this year. 1-1. He misses high, and it's two balls and one strike. Melendez has now hit 5 of his 10 home runs against Frisco. And with 3 RBIs tonight, he's driven in all 3. He has 13 RBIs. The pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 2-2. 13 of his 21 RBIs have come against Frisco. Tied at 3, top of the ninth inning. The Riders will have 5, 6, and 7 in their order due up in the bottom of the ninth. Two, two, down and in. Three balls and two strikes on Kevin Graham with one out and one in this tie ball game. Right-hander pitches. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline, just foul. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Five runs on 5 hits for both these teams. Again, the Rough Riders have won the first 3 games in this series. They're 6-3 against Amarillo here at home this year. Three, two, swing and a miss, got him. Change up away, strikes out Graham. Second strikeout for Berlingmeyer, and here's J.J. D'Orazio. Action out of the bullpen for Amarillo as well. Luke Albright is loosening. He's been one of their best arms, starter turned reliever. J.J. D'Orazio, the hitter. The pitch. Up and away, 1 ball and no strikes. He's had a tough night, 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. Knotted at 3 apiece here in the top of the ninth inning. And the right-hander, Berlingmeyer, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off the outside edge, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles will play Game 5 of this series tomorrow at 7:05. Dane Acker will take the ball for the Riders against Billy Corcoran. 1-1. D'Orazio fouls it back on the ground behind home plate. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berlingmeyer readies. 1-2. Chopper foul up the third baseline. It's still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trying to send it here to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Offering in. Swinging a line drive looped into left. It bounces on the dirt and out into left field for a base hit. J.J. D'Orazio singles with 2 outs here in the ninth inning to bring Logan Warmuth to the plate. Nobody's loosening on the Rough Riders bullpen right now. And here comes Jordan Teagues, the acting pitching coach for the Rough Riders. He'll go have a chat. John Goble, the pitching coach, is out on his week off. So Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers, is the acting pitching coach and trying to guide Berlingmeyer through this ninth inning. And and looking at what Logan Warmoth has done. Long conversation up on the mound. Chris Presley Murphy is up there, the umpire, to break it up. The Riders, when leading after eight innings, are 29-0 this year. Trying to avoid that first loss when leading after eight. Logan Warmoth, right-handed batter, 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Berlingmeyer ready from the stretch. And the right-hander brings it in. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Nick Krauth went 5 2/3 innings. Robbie Ahlstrom 2 1/3 frames. And now Reed Berlingmeyer. Excuse me, just an inning and a third for Ahlstrom. Berlingmeyer going in his second inning. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Berlingmeyer going with the changeup below the zone. Seth Clark is available, as is Andy Rodriguez, Tyler Owens, and Tristan Polly if they need to go to anybody else out of the bullpen. Throw over to first, not in time. San Poodles with two runs in the fourth inning on a two-run double by Ivan Melendez, and then Melendez tied it with a solo homer here in the ninth. Tied at three. 0-2 pitch to Warmoth. Swing and a miss. Got him. Fastball elevated for strike three. Berlingmeyer sends us to the bottom of the ninth inning. We are tied at three. Riders look for a walk-off on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go, tied at three, bottom of the ninth inning. Riders looking to walk this baby off as Luke Albright takes the mound for Amarillo. It's Caber Rodriguez, Max Acosta, Alex DeGody, the 3-2 up for Frisco in this bottom of the ninth inning. Albright, the former starter turned reliever, sixth round pick by the Diamondbacks back in 2021 out of Kent State. He has really struggled this year. 9.57 ERA. 13 outings, 10 out of the bullpen. Opponents hitting .274 against him. He's allowed 7 home runs. The pitch. That's low to Rodriguez, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Caber 0 for 3 today. He reached on a fielder's choice back in the sixth inning. The 7 home runs allowed for Albright. 6 have come at home at the very hitter-friendly Hodgetown. The pitch. Inside nearly hit him with a fastball at 92, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Albright The right-hander, 6'4" on the mound, winds in the 2-0. Rodriguez watches down and in, 3 balls and 0 strikes. Walks have been a big problem for Albright this year. He's walked 22 and 26 and a third. 3-0. Inside, ball four, winning run aboard. A three-pitch walk to Caber Rodriguez. Max Acosta the batter now. Three runs on 6 hits for Amarillo. 3 runs on 5 hits for the Rough Riders. You could bunt Acosta here. That has not been Carlos Cardoza's style, though. Here's the stretch, first pitch. Inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1, especially with a guy who has such big command issues. Albright readies. He brings it in. Bounces away! All the way back to the backstop on a wild pitch, and Rodriguez moves up to second. No bunt needed. A wild pitch puts the go-ahead run and winning run in scoring position. Riders trying to walk this baby off for their 5th win in a row. Here's the stretch from Albright with the corners pinching in. The pitch home. Just below the zone. It's ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. Alex Degody on deck. Tied at 3. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch home. Ground ball softly hit up the middle. The shortstop Cintron's got it. Throw to first in time. Runner holds at 2nd. One away. Smart base running from Caber Rodriguez, and a ball hit right in front of him. He retreated back to the bag. He did not want to make the first out as the lead runner in scoring position. So one down here in the 9th inning, and Alex Degody stands in now. Tied at 3, bottom 9. 0 for 3 day for Degody so far. Albright brings it in. And it's low. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Strikeout, line out, bounce into a 6-4 fielder's choice in 3 trips for Degody. One nothing offering home. A check swing, strike at the top of the zone, 1-1. Degody has a walk-off home run in his minor league career when he was in AAA with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys back in 2021. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball fouled back into DeRozio's glove. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Rough Riders have 2 walk-off wins this season, one of them against Amarillo. Jesús Cepeda walk-off bases loaded hit by pitch back on September 10th against Corpus, and then the Josh Hatcher 3-run walk-off in April against these Sod Poodles. Albright, the 1-2. That misses low in the dirt. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Degody. Rodriguez has great speed at second base, and the outfielders are playing shallow. They want to try to cut him down at home, obviously, to win the game. Should say prevent the Rough Riders from winning the game. 2-2, one out. Bottom of the 9th inning, Cooper Johnson on deck. Albright has his sign. He's ready from the belt. 2-2. Swinging a chopper foul up the third base line. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. A good Friday night crowd on its feet. Two and two. Albright offers. Swinging a foul back and out of play, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Degoni only two RBIs this season. Through 24, this is 25th game with the Rough Riders. Former major leaguer, open stance right side. Albright whips in the 2-2. Breaking ball, soft pop-up out into short. Cintron is there, he makes the grab. Two down now for Cooper Johnson. Bottom of the ninth inning. Rough Riders led 3-2. Ivan Melendez hit a game-tying homer in the top of the ninth inning. David Rodriguez led this inning off with a walk. Wild pitch to second. Back-to-back outs recorded by Albright. First pitch to CJ. Inside with a curve, and it's one ball and no strikes. Those are not boos. Those are coops. Here's the stretch. And the 1-0. He swings, fouls it straight back. One ball and one strike. Cooper 0 for 2 today. A walk and a run scored. Albright readies the 1-1. Inside with a curveball, or the slider, I should say, nearly hit him, and it's two balls and one strike. Asel Cepeda on the ninth spot on deck. Two balls and one strike. Riders trying to win it. The pitch. High, 3-1. And now Johnson's going to get a pitch to hit here. First base is open. And his run wouldn't matter.
He's been seeing the ball so well.
Homer yesterday. The 3-1, up and in, ball four. So the inning continues for Jesus Cepeda here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cepeda 1-for-3 with a single, and Tom Gorzolani, the pitching coach, exits, and he's going to go chat things over with Albright. Cepeda has one of the two Rough Riders walk-offs this season, but it was an unconventional one. It was a bases-loaded hit by pitch. Cepeda 1-for-3 today with a single back in the fifth inning. That single would do the trick here. Kellen Strom is on deck here with Cepeda and two outs and a base open. So if Albright does continue to be wild and walk Cepeda, you would have Kellen Strom do up, who's been the man of the day with two runs scored and an RBI, and a diving catch in center field. He's accounted for all three of the Rough Riders' runs.
That certainly seems like the most fitting option, is to see Kellen Strom come up with the bases loaded.
We'll certainly take a Cepeda single here, though.
Certainly so. He's more than capable.
Ball in the gap to win it easily, no doubt. So here we go. Two outs, two aboard. First pitch. Cepeda watches right down the middle with a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Cepeda is grounded back to the pitcher, singled and struck out tonight. Albright, the 0-1. A strike on the upper edge inside corner with his slider. That's a late strike call from Chris Presley Murphy, and Cepeda didn't like it. It's 0-2.
He has a case to be made there. Close.
A tough strike call for sure. So no balls and two strikes. Albright deals. A check swing. Did he go? He didn't, and it hit him, and the bases are loaded. And Cepeda in some serious pain behind home now as he holds his right hand. And he waves off Neil Ori, the Rough Riders trainer. He's good to go. The bases are loaded for Kellen Strom.
You've got so much adrenaline in that moment if you're Jesus Cepeda. Yeah, it hurts. It does not feel good. But all the anticipation at the plate right there, you're feeling it at least a little bit less. And here's the man of the day.
Yeah, and here's what we manifested. Kellen Strom has accounted for all three runs in tonight's game. We're tied at three. Bases loaded, two out. A chance to walk it off. The only man that matters is Keber Rodriguez at third. Albright deals. Strike on the inside corner. Fastball and it's 0-1. Cody Freeman is on deck, but he doesn't even have to swing the bat because there's no chance he comes up in this inning anyway. Either it ends or we go to the 10th. The 0-1. Fouled away to the right side, and Albright is ahead 0-2, just like he was when he hit Cepeda. Bases loaded, two down. Some Friday night drama here in Frisco. Albright ready. 0-2. Swing and a foul back into DeRozio's glove. He hangs on for strike three. We have extra innings in Frisco tonight. To the top of the 10th. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Father's Day is quickly approaching, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great dads and Rough Riders family. On Sunday, June 16th, come out to the ballpark for some great Father's Day activities as the Riders take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 6:05 first pitch. The Rough Riders will play as the Dallas Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com and reserve your spot to participate in a pregame catch on the field. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the 10th inning. Extra baseball for the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles. Tied at three. Tyler Owens taking the mound for the Rough Riders. Against the top of the order, it's Giancarlo Cintrone, Matt Beatty, Tim Tawa. Logan Warmuth is the automatic runner at second base. Cintrone squares to bunt, and Owens looks back to second base just to make sure that Warmuth was paying attention. He's back in safely. So Cintrone going to give himself up here and try to move that runner to third base. Or at least so it seems. Here's the stretch. And the first pitch home. He bunts down the third baseline, a foul ball. 0-1. Owens, the 23-year-old, native of Florida, making his 15th appearance on the season for the Rough Riders, a 2.75 earned run average. In 19 and two-thirds innings, 19 strikeouts to 7 walks. Here's the stretch. The offering, it's a bunt out in front of the plate. Chavez, the first baseman's got it, turns, fires onto first and gets him. Sacrifice laid down perfectly. That's a 3-4 put out on the sack, and Logan Warmoth down to third base, one out here in the 10th inning.
Yeah, that's a beautiful bunt by your leadoff man, and then you get to move the line up to a guy that's got big league experience in Matt Beatty, a guy that understands situational baseball, knows he doesn't have to do too much, just trying to lift something to the outfield and get that run home.
Infield in, first pitch. Down and into Beatty, one ball and no strikes. 3-3 game, top of the 10th inning. Riders have won four in a row. The pitch, that misses low, two balls and no strikes. A strikeout or a hard ground ball here to one of the infielders would be the most ideal scenario. 2-0. Well, it's three balls and no strikes now on Beatty, so a strikeout will be tougher and tougher as the cutter missing low. Owens did throw a slider earlier this season. He's since gotten rid of it after spending some time on the injured list. He's now fastball, cutter, and splitter. The 3-0. That's at the bottom of the zone, a strike with that cutter. 3-1. Runner at third, one down. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good cutter on the inside corner. Three balls and two strikes now on Beatty. The dangerous one, Tim Tawa's on deck. Three, two. Swing and a foul back into Johnson's glove. He hangs on for strike three.
That's a gutsy pitch. Challenging a guy upstairs. Heater at 97. Just caught a piece of it, and Johnson able to hold on.
Yeah, three straight cutters, and then that 97-mile-an-hour heat at the top shelf. Really nice pitch. So one for 3 day for Tim Tawa, stepping in from the right side. Two homers in this series already. And the first offering his way. Bounces in there on a fastball. Johnson, a great block to save a run. 1-0. You don't often expect to have to block the fastball as a catcher. That's a really big play for Johnson.
Yeah, Coop's not afraid to throw his body at any baseball there. It's good work as a catcher.
One ball, no strikes. Owens pitches way high. 2-0, spraying the fastball in opposite directions now. That cutter has been the best pitch for him command-wise over his last couple appearances. He readies here in the 2-0. That's low and outside on the cutter. Three balls and no strikes to back-to-back hitters now in the 10th inning with two down. The go-ahead run at third. The Riders in the bottom of the 10th will have 2, 3, and 4 due up, by the way. 3-0. Outside corner, a strike with the cutter. More down the heart of the plate than outside. It's 3-1. Tawa's double was over the head of Cepeda and left. Back in the fourth. 3-1. There's a fly ball into left field again. Cepeda easily coming in on it, though. He's under it. And he puts it away, and Tyler Owens holds Amarillo off the board here in the 10th inning. We go to the bottom half of the 10th. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 3 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders looking to walk it off in the bottom of the 10th inning, tied at 3. Kellen Strom starts at second base. Cody Freeman begins at the plate. Luke Albright back to the hill. Tied at 3. News also from in the north. Wichita took down Midland, so the Rough Riders' magic number is down to 4. Chance to make it 3 with a walk-off win tonight. Strom at second. Freeman, 1-for-3 today, in from the right side. Albright pitches. Freeman, strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Normally you'd think about bunting when you have a tie game in the bottom of the 10th inning and a runner at second, but not with Cody Freeman at the plate. 0-1. Breaking ball is high and inside, nearly hit him, and it's 1-1. It's 2, 3, and 4 in this order. This is exactly the portion of the order you want up if you're the Riders. And a great base runner at second base in Kellen Strom as well. 1-1. Fouled straight back. Ball and 2 strikes on Cody Freeman. Albright stranded the bases loaded without the aid of a Rough Riders hit in the 9th. Struck out Kellen Strom on 3 pitches to sit down the side and send us to the 10th inning. And Cody Freeman calls time at the last second. Freeman struck out back in the 8th inning against Kyle Ament. Struck out 5 in a row. 1-2, the 6'4" right-hander from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Breaking ball, line drive into left field, base hit. Strom up to 30, gets stopped right there. Runners on the corners for the Rough Riders, nobody out. And here's Brainerd Chavez. Cody Freeman got a breaking ball well below the zone and reached down and lashed it into left field. And now Freiner Chavez, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side. Infield comes in. Got to watch for the bunt here if you're Amarillo as well. A safety squeeze is this kind of situation written all over it with the infield in. Might even want to think about intentionally walking Chavez here if you're them to get a force play at home so they can't safety squeeze. The Rough Riders can't safety squeeze it. Here's the pitch home. It's high, and it's 1-0. Freeman takes off for second, and he's in there easily. The runners at second and third now. Chavi, left-handed batter. 0-for-4 today. The offering in. He takes a strike on the upper edge outside corner with the fastball. No balls and 2 strikes. Excuse me, 1-1 here on Chavez. The offering home, way high and outside, and it's 2-1. And Albright already does have a wild pitch in this outing, so that is also in play with nobody out and runners at second and third. Chavez pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. 2-1. Outside, 3-1. Cody Freeman at second does not matter. The only one that matters is Kellen Strom. And J.J. D'Orazio calls time. The catcher will go out and chat with Albright. And they're going to intentionally walk him. So Chavez put at first base, and it's up to Josh Hatcher. Where have we seen this before?
Well, we've seen it a couple times from Josh Hatcher. He has been phenomenal against this Amarillo group. We know he's an aggressive hitter. You know, right there, Albright fell behind Framber Chavez, then they elect to go intentional walk. For Josh Hatcher, if he sees something in the zone, he's going to try to end this thing maybe on the first pitch.
Yeah, he's an aggressive hitter for sure. He's been really good on the first pitch this season. And so that's a good call. That's something that you want to be aware of if you're Amarillo. He rarely takes a first pitch for a strike. First pitch to him. A foul out of play, back behind home to the left, and it's 0-1. On the first pitch this season, hitting .538 when he puts it in play. Couldn't quite put it in play that time. 0-1, bases loaded, nobody out, bottom 10. 0-1, swing and a miss on the curveball below the zone, and it's 0-2. Hatcher trying to play hero against Amarillo again. Anything deep in the air, and this game is over. 0-2 offering. Just outside on a check swing. Fastball missing, and it's one ball and two strikes. Hatcher, a deep breath, stands back in. Infield in for Amarillo. Albright brings in the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Struck him out on the curve. Hatcher down on strikes, bases loaded, one out. And here's Caber Rodriguez, who walked against Albright to lead off the ninth.
We'll see what the middle infield does for Amarillo. Sometimes you'll see teams shoot that middle infield back, a double play depth. It looks like they're going to keep the entire infield pulled in.
Jake Rice is warming in the bullpen. He just threw a third of an inning last night for Amarillo. So bases loaded, one down. The pitch. Rodriguez grounds it foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. Yeah, Luke, like you said, it looks like they're going to try to go home to one. With that infield in. Albright readies. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a broken bat, ground ball through the left side base hit. Strom scores. Caber Rodriguez the hero. Riders win, and the magic number is down to three. Caber Rodriguez caps an electric night at Riders Field. 4-3 ball game. Riders have won five in a row, and they're on the precipice of the playoffs in the first half. Oh, what a night. It just leaked through the left side and into left field, and Caber Rodriguez plays hero on this Friday night in Frisco. What a fun night, Luke.
Spectacular one. What a piece of hitting by Caber. It seems like every time Caber gets a shot, he's come through in the clutch.
Caber Rodriguez wins it for the Riders tonight. A walk-off single into left field, and the Riders celebrate accordingly. Magic number down to three with eight games left to play in the first half. It's been fun, and we're not done yet. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage next to the rights on the other side of this break here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
How about that? Kaber Rodriguez plays hero. The Riders have rattled off five in a row. What a month it's been. Their magic number down to three games. Midland loses tonight 6-1. The Riders win it in extra innings on a walk-off base hit by Kaber Rodriguez. A dramatic finish, and it's a race to the finish line. The Rough Riders have put themselves in a fantastic position to clinch the first half of the Texas League South for the first time since 2014. Boy, what a game it was. Let's recap it. You look back throughout this one. So many moments. Kellen Strom over and over was great. Yumin Lin started the action for Amarillo. He went five innings of four-hit, three-run baseball. Only two of those were earned with two strikeouts and a walk. On the other side, Nick Krauth turned in a good one. Five and two-thirds, four hits, two earned runs, three walks, and three strikeouts. Ahlstrom, Burlingmeyer, and Owens came in out of the pen. Tyler Owens gets win number one. He's the winning pitcher. Luke Albright, who pitched a very, very difficult bottom of the ninth inning, was able to get out of a jam but couldn't escape in the tenth. He takes the loss. The Rough Riders opened the scoring back in the first inning, and they just kind of kept it rolling. Not too much of an offensive explosion like we've seen, but just consistent from the Riders. They got one in the first, one in the third. Amarillo tied it with a two-run double in the top of the fourth. The Riders answered right back in the fifth to regain the lead all the way to the top of the ninth. And then a game-tying home run by Ivan Melendez, who picked up all three RBIs tonight. He tied it with that two-run double in the fourth. And then his homer in the ninth knotted us at three. We go all the way to the 10th inning. And in the bottom of it, the Rough Riders started with Kellen Strom as that runner at second base. Cody Freeman picked up a base hit to put runners at the corners. Brainerd Chavez was intentionally walked. And then two batters later, Kaber Rodriguez delivered in the clutch. A walk-off winner for the Riders. They win it tonight by a final score of 4-3. They improved to 41-20 on the year. Amarillo dropping to 26-35. What a night it was. Impressive stuff all the way across the board for the Rough Riders. And even more good news. The Midland Rockhounds lost. The magic number sits at 3 for the Riders. We'll step aside and take a look at what's ahead for the rest of the week here at Riders Field.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, if you're hanging around the ballpark, stick with us. It's Fireworks Friday here at Riders Field, so don't go anywhere. Turn back around. head back to the field. If you're joining us from home, we'll point to the action tomorrow. Another 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, and this one was great on all sides. The Riders end up winning it by a final score of 4-3 in the 10th. Tomorrow, a dominant pitching matchup for Amarillo. To be the right-hander, Billy Corcoran, 2-1 with a 2.96 ERA, and he's been really, really good against another guy who's been phenomenal. Dane Acker, the right-hander, goes for the Riders. He's 2-2 with an even 3 ERA. This is where it gets really good for the Rough Riders. The staff has been tremendous, but all year long, the Saturday-Sunday combination of Dane Acker followed by Emiliano Teodo, you feel really, really good if you're the Riders going into a weekend. They've won 5 in a row, the first 4 of this series, and have put themselves in a position to potentially be having a celebration on Sunday here at Riders Field. The magic number down to 3. So again, it is Billy Corcoran going tomorrow, a 7:05 p.m. first pitch against another righty in Dane Acker. And there's going to be a lot of fun here at Riders Field tomorrow night. It's Mutt Cuts night. Mutt Cuts fans similar to the one used in Dumb and Dumber, a movie that turns 30 years old in 2024, and a moped will be on hand for a fun night. It's also a Saturday, so kids can run the bases postgame presented by our friends at Raising Cane's. And then it is Bark in the Park as well with the purchase of an HEB family lawn ticket. Your pup can get in for free. On Sunday, a 6:05 pitch to round out this series against the Sod Poodles before the Rough Riders hit the road to head to Midland to take on the Rockhounds for a 6-game series that'll round out the first half. It is all sorts of stuff going on Sunday, starting off with Father's Day. And it's Dallas Black Giants. The Rough Riders are going to play as the Black Giants, the moniker that pays tribute to the former Negro Leagues team in Dallas. Plus, you can enjoy some entertainment with some jazz throughout the evening. And it's a Sunday, which means it's Kids Sunday Fun Day, presented by Raising Cane's. All sorts of kids center themes, inflatables, acts going on throughout that contest on Sunday. And you definitely want to make sure you get here early, because kids can come and play some catch on the field with Dad prior to the start of this one. And on your way through the gates, you want to grab yourself an Evan the Kid Carter kids jersey on your way through the gates, and then stay late after the conclusion. It is Sunday Summer Fireworks, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Wow, what a night, what a series it's been, what a first half it's been for the Rough Riders. They improved to 41-20 with a walk-off winner courtesy of Caber Rodriguez tonight. They take it 4-3. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Friday night with us. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. first pitch.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!